Fifth Sunday of Lent, Year C. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who made a way through the sea, path in the mighty waters, who led out chariot and horse, a mighty army together. They lay down no more to rise. They were snuffed out, put out like a wick. No need to remember past events, to harp on what was done before. Look, I am about to do something new. Now it is springing up. Can you not see it? I am making a road in the desert and rivers in wastelands. The wild animals will honour me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I am giving water in the desert and rivers through the wastelands for my people, my chosen ones, to drink. The people I have formed for myself will declare my praise. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. When the Lord brought back the exiles of Zion, we thought we were dreaming. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our tongues songs of joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Then the nations themselves said, what great deeds the Lord worked for them. What great deeds the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Bring back our exiles, O Lord, as streams in the Negev. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. They go out full of tears, bearing seed for the sowing. They come back with a song, bearing their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Yes, I will go further. Because of the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, I count everything else as loss. For him I have accepted the loss of all other things, and look at them all as filth, if only I can gain Christ and be found in him, having not my own righteousness from the law, but righteousness from God through faith in Christ, based on faith, that I may come to know him and the power of his resurrection, and partake of his sufferings by being moulded to the pattern of his death, if somehow I may reach the goal of resurrection from the dead. Not that I have secured it already, nor yet reached my goal, but I am still pursuing it, in the attempt to take hold of the prize for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not reckon myself as having taken hold of it, but one thing is that forgetting all that lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead, I am racing towards the finishing point to win the prize of God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. With all your heart turn to me, for I am tender and compassionate. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At daybreak, he appeared in the temple again, and the whole people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand there in the middle, they said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses ordered us to stone women of this kind. What do you say? This they said, testing him, so that they might have an accusation to bring against him. But Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said, Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Then bending down again, he continued writing on the ground. When they heard this, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest, until the last one had gone, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the middle. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? She replied, No one, sir. Then Jesus said, Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on do not sin again. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.